You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Early bird specials.
Chelsea, of course, we're talking about the AFC and NFC championship games this weekend. It's going to be an awesome Sunday. I cannot wait. So just two games on the slate. The Chiefs laying 7.5 hosting the Bengals, and the Rams laying 3.5 at home at SoFi against the 49ers. We don't have to lock these in, but where are you leaning? What are your early bird leans here when it comes to these particular games?
It's really interesting that you get the Bengals at over a touchdown at 7.5 this late in the game, because you can kind of discount the Bengals wins because it was a last minute win over the Raiders. It was a last minute win over the Titans. Two teams that people probably aren't giving a ton of credit, and the Titans played a terrible game, and the Bengals still almost lost that game. So maybe that's why this number is so high. But still, over a touchdown in an AFC championship game, it seems like a lot of points. I think the way I'm going to play this one is maybe teasing up the spread and teasing down the total and playing an over. Because we already talked about this. I think my favorite play in this one is the over. It's actually already ticked up a point to 54.5. But the way these quarterbacks can sling it and the way that these offensive pieces can kind of get away from tackles, we've seen Ja'Marr Chase be really slippery when it comes to the secondary. And also, like, who's guarding the Chiefs? Like, Patrick Mahomes by himself was just dynamic enough. And the aspect that I think is making them even more dangerous is we don't really think of Patrick Mahomes as a running quarterback, but he's still very, very good at it. And that's the dynamic that I think he adds in the postseason. And that's a prop that I think I'll be hammering in this one as well, because I think he will be rushing for some yards in this one as well, because it's also the postseason. I think quarterbacks kind of go for it a little bit more, kind of put their body on the line more when it's the postseason, because it's not, you know, against the Jets. You're not going to just kneel down or slide. You want that first down. So that's kind of my initial lean when it comes to Bengals Chiefs.
It was crazy last week. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes both led their respective teams in passing and rushing. So I love that prop. But my initial lean is the Bengals, because you're over that key number of 7. They already beat the Chiefs once this season. And Cincinnati has nothing to lose. Unlike Buffalo, there are no expectations here. Bengals are 5-1 against the number as a road dog this season. And maybe I'm wrong, but I still feel like we're overvaluing Kansas City a little bit. And remember, they didn't stop the Bills either. Neither team stopped one another. So if we see a similar game like we saw last week, which I think we might, and we're going to see a lot of points because the total is set at, what, 54.5 now, then we could see that back and forth game that makes this a touchdown game. And that half point, that hook, could be the difference here. So I'm not going to lock it in just yet. I'm interested to see if it gets to 8. I feel like if it does, we'll see some Bengals money come back in. There was an initial rush on Kansas City to push this to Chiefs minus 7.5. But that game was so seminal and so incredible, one of the greatest playoff games of all time. And the way it sticks in our head, I just believe the Chiefs are a touch overvalued. I know they've been great against the number as of late, but the Bengals, again, in this spot as a road dog, have been fantastic this season. So my lean is Cincinnati. What about out in Cali, where the Niners are getting 3.5 points on the road at SoFi, taking on the Rams? You've got some Rams colors on today, Chelsea. How you feeling about this game?
This is unrelated to me being a Rams fan. I'm not a Rams fan. I don't care. But I do like blue and yellow. I think they're particularly flattering colors. Okay. At what point do we think the Niners' luck runs out? Because I'm not going to say they didn't deserve a win in Green Bay because the defense played their hearts out. And the special teams made a huge play that really was the difference maker in this game. But still, it was kind of a fluky play. And this Rams team looks to be firing on all cylinders. And the difference here is the Rams, when playing at their best level of football, I feel like they should be the best team on paper in the NFL. Because not only do they have the offense that can get it down the field, the number one receiver in the NFL, Cooper Kupp, who apparently can't be touched by anyone, even in the biggest of situations, but they also have one of the best pass rushes. Because the Niners come in with a solid defense as well. But the Rams are just more dimensional. You know, like they're good on every aspect of this game. And so, like, I would lean towards the Rams, but the Niners have just had the Rams number. I don't know what it is about this divisional opponent, which is another kind of anomaly. We see a divisional opponent going head to head in the NFC Championship. So there is some familiarity there between these two, and the fact that it's over a field goal, I am really torn on a side. I think this is one of those weeks where I'm going to wait it out. Like, I know this is the early bird special, but I don't think I'm going to be typing anything in just yet. But I would want to lean towards the points because, like I said, it's over a field goal, but it's tough. I think the Rams, if they play a perfect game, are going to be, you know, I don't know. This is a tough one.
I like the Niners. And you said something which resonated with me, which is, when is their luck going to run out? I don't think it's like, I think this is how they play football. They don't win pretty. They just beat you up with their defense, and they use their weapons on offense to grind you down, particularly with their running game, and they don't ask Jimmy G to win the game. And their special teams are very good, which we saw last week against Green Bay. San Francisco has won 9 of its last 11 games. They have a top 3 defense now. They've beaten the Rams twice this season. Kyle Shanahan is 7-3 against the spread all time against Sean McVay. And, of course, San Francisco won both meetings this season, including coming from 17 down against the Rams. They just match up well against the Rams. I think they can give LA enough problems to keep this within the numbers. So I really like the Niners.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.